Eric, how are you?
I'm well, Jason. How are you?
Well, hey, I'm great. Now, you've experienced a lot in your professional career as a player. You won a lot of championships. So now you've won back-to-back championships as a GM and coach with the Edmonton and now Saskatchewan Rush. But last night had to be a first for you. How different was it, and how nerve-wracking was it, I guess, leading up to it when you're making that decision? Because some people are going to think you only chose it because he's your son.
Yeah. Well, firstly, it was a special moment for Ryan and my entire family. So it was stressful because, you know, I think there was no question that, I mean, it was unanimous in our group, and I think throughout, you know, a lot of people's opinions that he was the best player. But I think we had to get over the pressure part of it, in that I'm not sure I wanted that attached to him. You know, first of all, being number one overall, and secondly, being chosen number one overall by your father. So once we got over that, and I really was convinced of it by my staff and by my owner and, you know, our head scout out west, and that was the right thing to do. And knowing that, you know, we had another pick at number three, and we were going to get a really good defensive player. So, and of course, the left-handed offensive players being, you know, the rare of the commodities of the positions in lacrosse, for us, it became an easier decision as we got down the stretch.
And Derek, for listeners who don't know, of course, your lovely wife Wendy passed away not too long ago in early 2015, and it's been definitely a tough time. Because you're there as a coach and a GM, but you're also a father, and it's a pretty proud moment for any dad and mom to have their son drafted. Never mind first overall. How were your nerves and emotions in that time? Being now, you know, the single parent for your son, the guy who's kind of got to stand there as the coach and GM, but you really want to probably hug him and be a little bit more emotional than you would be.
Yeah, that's very true, and of course we had a lot of thoughts of Wendy and Ryan's mom over the last little while, and certainly that came up again last night. And it was an emotional moment for us, and I think Ryan, funny, I don't know whether you're watching or not, but the first time ever, it was about probably 5 minutes before the draft, and the league had a pretty good idea of where we were going, and the commissioner asked me if Ryan would like to speak. He said to me, you know, we've never really done anything like this before. It's not really done, but this is kind of a special draft and a special moment for the league. And I said, don't ask me, ask him. He's right there. So Ryan said, yeah, sure, I'll say a few words. And he spoke very well. And he did mention, you know, the difficulties we've had over the last little while and how important it, you know, was to him and our family that he accomplished a lifetime dream. And, you know, it was special. And, you know, once I got up there, I did manage to separate the father-son and just tried to be as professional as possible, and I kept the hugging for later.
Well, I did watch, though. You seemed to be very fatherly when it came to getting his jersey on properly, though, to make sure that it was fitting right.
Yeah, I held his hat and all that, you know. Didn't want to mess his hair. It looked pretty good last night. You know, the old man doesn't have any hair anymore, so I said, be proud of that as long as you have it, you know. Got nice hair, so.
We had a lot of people text in, like, how do the Rush win two championships, have the first pick overall again? And that Corey Small trade a few years ago with Vancouver, like, you really think about it there. Obviously, there were good trades at the time, but, man, they worked out especially well when you got the Matthews one when Washington tanked and then Vancouver. Like, I'm sure when you made that trade, you didn't think you'd be getting the first pick in the draft a few years later.
Definitely not. I mean, it was the right thing to do at the time. I think we talked about it at the time why we did it. It was a chemistry thing in our left side, and we got a couple first round picks for Corey. He was a very good player, but it was, you know, you certainly don't think that a couple years down the road you're going to get first overall. And even the one that we got number three, that was a trade with Rochester last year. We traded, you know, the ninth pick in the first round because we didn't really feel we needed it. The guys that we thought could have made us better were gone. And it turned out to be the third pick this year. So, you know, and who would expect Rochester to not have a good season? So a lot of it's pretty fluky, to be honest, but certainly it worked out well.
So you get two picks, the number one and the number three. You're the two-time defending champ, and you also made a huge trade a few weeks ago. You trade Zach Greer, who's, you know, an excellent player, who's 1 year away from free agency, and somehow you convince Colorado to give you Adam Jones in return, who's one of the best, and he's just a few years younger than Zach Greer. Like, it's the rich almost getting richer, Derek, in Saskatchewan for your team moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good situation, I think, for both teams to make that deal, and that, you know, Greer logistically closer to Denver, Adam, you know, being a teacher in Southern Ontario, actually 2-3 hours north of Toronto. So he's got a bit of a drive to even get to the airport. So just logistically, it was good. I mean, they're similar numbers, different type of players, but their numbers are very similar. You know, great trade for us. We didn't mind giving up the ninth pick in the draft because we really thought we were going to trade it anyway. And, you know, got Colorado in the draft, and they got a pretty good player out of it. So I think one of those deals that really, I mean, good for both teams for a lot of reasons. So, but we're real happy to have Adam. And the nice thing, too, is, you know, it really, we still have two very high-end left-handed offensive players, Matthews and Jones, which really, again, takes a lot of pressure off Ryan coming in as a rookie.
Derek Keenan joins us, head coach and GM of the Saskatchewan Rush in the National Lacrosse League. I had the opportunity to draft his son Ryan first overall yesterday in the NLL draft. And tonight the awards are up. I think you're up for Coach of the Year. Again, you got a few players. And Kyle Rubish not even up for Defensive Player of the Year, which had I know a lot of fun jabs going on in your locker room because Dilks is now in there. Talk a little bit about the healthy competition on your back end, Derek. And is there any cap struggles with your team heading into this season?
Our back end, I mean, they're a special group and they have a lot of fun together, and there is some competition there, but they're not a group that really concerns themselves with individual awards. But I'll tell you a funny story quickly, though, about the invitations to the ceremony tonight, that the league sent the invitation to Rubish instead of Corbeil by mistake. So, of course, that went over really well. You know, Rubes is a pretty fun-loving guy, and Corb is a little bit sensitive at that time, so it was pretty funny. But cap-wise, you know what, we'll be a little bit over probably, but we're not going to get killed by it. You know, we made a decision really this year and even last year that we wanted to hang on to the core group, and meaning Rubish and Corbeil, and those guys, you know, they gave up a year of free agency when they signed the 3-year deals this year, and that's huge for us. So, you know, we're keeping the best defensive group in the league together, and we're adding to it this year with Mike Messinger and even the kid we got in the second round, Matthew Ossip, which to me is a complete steal. So we're you know, we feel real good about our back end, and I think you know, we've set ourselves up well for now and into the future.
So if you're over the cap, Derek, is it just a fine? How does it work in the NLL?
You pay a tax. So depends on what threshold you're over at. Like it works on percentages, and I think we might be at a percentage, I think, where we pay like 50% of the amount that we're over, so which isn't really even a lot. I mean, you know, you know what the salaries are like in the NLL, so it's not. And you know what, with the success we've had, I mean, our owner, I mean, basically it comes down to his decision. I mean, do we want to start moving guys out and get real young, or do we want to hang on to these guys and win again and try and continue to be successful? And that was the decision made. So, and I'm pretty happy about that.
Derek, I know you're at all the league people are there. What's the talk? Any rumors about expansion? Do you think the league will be expanded? I know it's not going to expand, obviously, in 2017 because one played. Mm-hmm. But are you expecting 2018?
We're hearing. I mean, I'm on the outside of that stuff, but I do hear, you know, that we're looking at 18, potentially two teams. So, and I think we really need it. I mean, obviously I'd love to keep my same guys in that. We're going to lose players to an expansion draft, but there's just way too many good kids and players that are not playing in the league that really deserve opportunities, especially with the smaller rosters now with 20-man active rosters. So, but that's what I hear. There's a couple new teams in 18. I don't think the money's in the bank yet, but I think they're getting close.
And lastly, you know, outside of the first, third, your second round pick, I was reading online. I didn't know much about him, to be honest, Derek, but I was reading a lot of people online when they were going through the scouting report saying, how did this guy fall to the second round? Do you think all three of them, like, you have a championship roster. I know you made some trades. Lowen got moved. John Lynch got moved. Do you have room to bring in three new faces?
Well, I mean, Matt Hossack, he's not a kid I've coached since he was 18 years old. He's Ryan's eight, or sorry, since he was 8 years old. He's like first year novice, so he's a beauty. I mean, I was shocked that he continued to drop, and I'm not sure why. Like, everybody, I think, thinks highly of him. I mean, I had him rated sixth, I think. A lot of guys had him rated even higher. So I could have been circumstantial in terms of needs that the teams had rather than the actual, you know, player that was there. But as he continued to drop, you know, I made a move to move up, and I gave up a second rounder this year and next year. But I have three second rounders next year, so to me it was really worth it in terms of a fit. You know, with this year, the change in draft roster. I mean, 20-man roster is now 17 runners draft. That means you go 7-10. You get a defensive injury, that means the next guy on in your lineup is off your practice roster. So, you know, if Matt Hossack's a guy that is actually still in school because he's finishing his engineering degree at RIT, it's a 5-year program, but he's finished his eligibility. So if that's a guy there that, you know, I'd have a great relationship with if his spot starts in the practice roster, but I know he can come in and play. And same with Matt McGrady, who's signing in with us this year, probably on the practice roster. This will be his third year with us. I know he can come in and play. And that's really important because, like I said, one guy down on the back end, you know, you need a guy in, and it's a practice guy.
Why'd they shrink the roster?
They didn't shrink. They didn't shrink it. We actually have one more guy dressed, right? We remember we were 16 runners and two goalies the last couple of years?
Oh, I was thinking 18 still because you went to 18 the 1 year and then they went back.
Well, we're 18. Yeah, this has been the last couple of years. We've been 16-2, so now we're 17-2, which means if your extra guy not dressed as an offensive guy and you get a defensive injury, you're bringing a guy off your practice roster. So they have to be able to play and be able to fit into a system. And I know for sure McGrady can, and I know for sure Matt Hossack can, you know, if that's where he ends up this year. And again, with another year of school left in a pretty difficult program, it wouldn't be bad for him to not 100% commit to being there at all times, you know, this season. But certainly a real good player for the future.
So then does that make your extra forward or your extra player, the one healthy scratch every night, are you leaning then to be a transition guy who can play both ends?
I don't think so. You know, I mean, unless you consider, you know, a Dinsdale or a Davis, those type of guys. But probably an offensive guy, probably an offensive lefty. We've always liked to go 4 rights, 3 lefts. So you're looking at probably an offensive lefty would be the typical scratch week to week. And we have versatility. I mean, that's the thing. If we get a couple old guys hurt, I mean, we got Thompson and we got Adrian Cerquetti that can both play offense. So we got a little bit of versatility from the back end as well.
And one last one for you, Derek. I was looking at the NLL schedule. You guys play 15 of your 18 games on Saturday nights this season. Was that something you guys put in as a request? Is the league going to more Saturday games? Why such a heavy Saturday schedule?
Well, I think certainly our home games were a lot more favorable for us in terms of our attendance. Even, I mean, our Fridays weren't bad, but when we went to Saturdays, we started to sell the building out. So, and it really helps us with Adam Jones too. So I was really happy to get that, to get to see that schedule. It was right around the same time we did the trade. So, Fridays can be difficult, especially in Saskatoon where people travel a long ways, much like they travel to watch the Rough Riders play. They'll drive 3-4 hours. So the Saturdays are real good for us. I like our schedule this year. We got a couple tough back-to-backs down the stretch, but it's a good schedule. And, you know, two games in the East to start isn't always the easiest thing to do, but I think we'll be prepared.
Well, Derek, congratulations again on last night for you and your family. I know Wendy was looking down very proud. I appreciate your time and best of luck the coming year.
Thanks very much, Jason. Good. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha.